Welcome to this guide for yourself, Reiki. This is meant as training wheels as you start your self-healing journey with Reiki. Use it as such. The ultimate goal here is that you feel confident enough to tap into Reiki anytime, anywhere, because it is always available. Here we're going to go about 90 seconds per position on your own. Go as long or as short with each place as you need. Let your intuition develop and give yourself permission. If you're not into training wheels and you are into diving right in, stop this recording right now and just dive in. So your first week, I'm going to insist that you take a position where you can put your feet flat on the floor and that your spine can be nice and long and getting yourself into a dignified position. So do that now. And then simply allow yourself to become present. Maybe notice your breath coming in and out. Bring your attention to your posture, to your body. And perhaps remember that everything is energy. And notice what happens in your perception when you put that lens on. When you're ready, we're going to start with channeling energy from below. Your first step is just to ask yourself, am I willing to allow this energy up? This universal spiritual healing energy. And if you are willing, allow it to. See if you can let go of any conditions of what this is supposed to feel like. What this is supposed to look like. Notice what happens when you allow a universal spiritual healing energy, a divine love, to come into your energy space from below, into your feet, into your calves and shins, your knees, your thighs, the pelvic area, up into the stomach, and then into the heart. As for what exactly divine love from below looks like, that's for you to figure out. Does it feel nourishing, safe, relaxing? Does it feel grandmotherly? Can you settle more deeply into your humanity? And letting that energy come up. And perhaps you see it, perhaps you feel it, perhaps you don't. Your really only job is to be willing to allow it through, to receive it. And not offer too much resistance. Now, if you are offering resistance and the Reiki isn't really going where you think it should be, let it skip places. Let it find its way to your heart in whatever way it can. Remembering that right now you are creating as well as finding the channel that is already there. And you are going to be building this for 21 days. And when you're ready, you can let go of your attention from the energy from below, setting your intention that it continues. And then bringing your attention to above. Universal spiritual healing energy, Reiki energy, divine love pouring into you from above. And set the intentions, the highest form of love. And letting that pour into your crown. And it, again, might look like whatever it might look like. Feel like whatever it feels like. It might be different from day to day. Might look different day to day. And giving yourself time to get acquainted with this love from above. It likely has a different flavor than the one from below. It's normal to have a facility with one over the other. For now, just let it pour into your crown, through the head, down the neck, into the chest cavity. And just like from below, from above as well, as it comes in, it communicates with every cell. And then get attentive to what feels really good for you at this time. Is it a sense of kindness? Is it a sense of rightness, peace? Is it a remembering of the grand scheme of things, and that all is already perfect? And if after a few days it's still difficult, it's worthwhile to sit down and brainstorm about this and really connect to what feels right for you. But simply for now, being willing and allowing is enough. Just letting it come down. And then meet the energy from below in your heart. Letting them mix there. And what's it like when love from above and love from below mix? Noticing with curiosity and playfulness what it feels like when they meet. Then imagining that mixture come into your arms and then a fountaining out of your hands, as if there's little fountains coming out of the palms of your hands. And at this point, it's absolutely up to you if you want to make a little ball of energy, if you want to say a prayer. May this be for the highest good of myself and everybody involved. And then when you're ready, you're going to place your hands at the level of the crown, just to say the two sides of the head. Again, there's no sensation you're supposed to feel. There's no one way this works. You can touch the sides of your head. You can be at a distance. You might move your hands. And then moving to the jaw. The jaw is not a chakra. And yet it is somewhere where a lot of us have a lot of tension. You might feel the Reiki operating at the level of your hands or at the level of your jaw or somewhere else, because the Reiki has a tendency of going where it's most needed. Moving to the third eye. And of course, when you're doing this on your own, you can really take your time with each one of them. Staying as long or as not long as you want, intuitively moving. But for now, we're doing the classical from top to down way. Moving down to the throat. Receiving this divine love, receiving this healing energy. There's no hustling for it. There's nothing you really have to do particularly. You just need to allow it, receive it. Not a particularly easy task at all times, by any means. It is simple. But it often requires some unlearning. And it's normal to be challenging at the beginning. As you receive, you might notice yourself taking deep breaths, yawning, it's all okay, it's all welcome. Moving down to the heart. Might be all sorts of sensations. And they may be consistent from day to day. They always feel a certain tingle in your hands when you're at the heart, or they may change day to day. You might also notice certain places in your energy you feel more, others you feel less. Perfectly normal for now, just observe. At least in the beginning, try to resist the urge of analyzing. There's a lot going on. Moving down to the solar plexus. You're paying attention to many things. And as you build these pathways, it might be a little challenging. So give yourself some grace. And you might also have plenty of discoveries along the way. The ways your body reacts. Emotions that shift or come to the forefront. Thought patterns that shift or that you become aware of. Physical ailments, shifting, moving down into the sacral chakra, the lower belly, For a lot of people, they feel the energy in their hands when they're in the higher chakras and they feel less in the lower chakras. This is very common. You can try putting your hands on your body. And also, you can always take a little step back, reconnect to the energy, allow it to pour in from below and from above, mixing at the heart. You always have that option. Down to the root. For a lot of people, it helps to play some music. So if at all possible, you might try that next time, playing some music. You can go on YouTube, find Reiki music, or same on Spotify, and play that along with my voice or simply the music. And moving your hands to the knees, and this one touching the knees. So when we do Reiki, we can get a little caught in the world of energy, and this allows us to ground, to really come back to the physical contours of our body. The knees down, massaging down the calves, bringing your hands to the feet. Either one at a time or both at the same time. And now we're at the end of our Reiki session. It's time to close up. And this is just as important as the Reiki itself. So sweeping your physical body. So imagining almost like you're dusting the physical body, that you're clearing away whatever came up today, whatever is it needed today. Doing the same with your energy body. Imagining you have long energy fingers clearing away the thought forms, the energetic patterns that you no longer need. And then placing yourself in an energetic bubble that is as big as your arms on either side, to the left, to the right, in front and back, above and below. So placing yourself in a nice, luscious egg of energy. This is your space. And when that's done, you can come back to a moment of gratitude. Bringing your hands together. Saying thank you to the energy. Saying thank you to yourself for showing up. And then when you're ready, it's nice to gently open your eyes. Always a good idea to drink water when we're doing energy work. And allow yourself to flow the rest of the day. Reiki often connects us to our next healing step, so you can consult your intuition for really what you need. So that might be going to bed early, it might be going to do a workout, it might be having a certain conversation with someone. It might be just sitting quietly drinking tea. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. So here you are, you have this recording as a resource. Come back to it whenever you feel disconnected from the Reiki. Use it every day for your first week if you like, every day for the 21 days if you like. But my highest hope is that you use this recording really when you need a little structure, but that you also feel comfortable to let it go and to really let the energy stream through you and you finding your own way with it. So for many of you, you might just listen to it today and tomorrow jump into it really in your own way. There's no amount of time it needs to take. That is it. For your first week, in case I didn't say this in class, do this with your feet on the ground. After that, you can explore just allowing the energy to come up in different ways. For the first week, do it seated. And then from there on, you can play with lying down. You can play doing it standing up. And I look forward to hearing how it goes.